Chris Domino, Mayhem in the AM host at the Zone in Atlanta. Chris, great to talk to you. Keith Armstrong, your special teams coordinator, has already interviewed for the Bears job. Is that simply it's the Rooney rule, he's going to get interviews, or this guy's a legit head coaching candidate?
Yeah, you know, I always cringe because that thought has to run through everybody's mind. Let me tell you about Keith Armstrong. If Phil Emery wants a guy who does his job well, you know, his job well, and then can actually get in a room and tell you why he can do that job just as well, then Keith Armstrong is absolutely a candidate. He is a tough inner city mentality, respectful of players, but man, he'll take his foot in somebody else's and shove it up a rear end when he thinks he has to. And I like him. I like him as a guy. I like him as a man. I know the whole, you know, he hasn't even been a coordinator thing comes into play, but I'm assuming if I know a little bit about Phil Emery and sort of today's GM, it's what you are, but who you can bring with you. And if you can assemble a staff, if you can walk in that room, sell yourself the way you have to, I'm ready for the next step. I can handle the media. I can handle all these things. The relationship changes between myself and a GM and anybody else in the building. No doubt you have to do that. But I think the biggest thing now for GMs is self-preservation. I want to hire a guy and not have to hire another one for 8 years because that means I get to keep my job. Who can you bring in? Not who do you want on your staff, but who can you physically get in my building to make sure that we have an offensive guy and a defensive guy, and now you're running the whole show. And if you can do that, you've got a shot, even as a quote-unquote special teams guy, because that's what the NFL is now. It's not necessarily who you know. It's who you can bring with you when you get a job like this.
Chris, you mentioned the media. When Keith Armstrong does have to deal with you guys, how does he seem to handle it?
You know, he doesn't do a lot of it. That's, you know, that's the other part of it. It's a coordinator's world. It's, you know, Mike Smith. It's funny, guys. You can relate to this probably with Lovey to some degree. We've had Mike Smith on every Friday morning during the season for 4 years. Mike Smith told us, my end game would be to never be quoted. Well, mission accomplished. We've never gotten 5 minutes of radio out of anything Mike Smith has ever told us on a Friday morning because he absolutely has set a mindset. His coordinators have been the same way. Don't be the story. You're not in that room. That's the player's room. We're over here. We do our business. Keith hasn't done a lot of media stuff. I've done a couple of sit-downs with him for TV. It's kind of where you get an idea of what a guy's all about, and then you talk to players about him. And when this stuff started, I asked a couple of guys. He knows how to treat men. I think, you know, Mike Smith demands that from everybody on his staff. It doesn't mean you can't, as we said, put a foot up a rear end, but you have to be respectful of guys. That's the league today. And Keith Armstrong gets that, but I'm telling you, he's got a streak in him, in a good way. He's got a streak in him. If you don't do your job, he'll be looking for somebody who can do your job. And I kind of like the way he goes about his business in that regard. He doesn't have to do it loudly, but you know it exists.
So if you heard that the Bears had hired Keith Armstrong, would you look at it and go, yeah, good luck to you? Or would you say, wow, I'm going to be interested to see how that one works out because I think it's pretty good.
I would be interested, but again, I really think it comes down to his relationships and who he thinks he can work with, who can work with him, and what kind of coordinators and what kind of staff you can assemble. I don't care. Think about it. The head coaches are like picking quarterbacks now. You fail 50% of the time, and if you're one of the guys who fails at that, you as a GM, you're looking for work yourself. It's no science. This whole idea of go get a retread, the guy in the second time will have a better idea of how to do it. I'm not buying any of that stuff. Give me a quarterback, give me some talent, and then, oh yeah, by the way, give me a staff that absolutely treats the room the way it's supposed to. Give and take, but I'm the guy who ultimately makes the decision. It's crazy because in a world where they're bigger, stronger, faster, we can't find enough quarterbacks, and in a world where we're, you know, more jobs available because there are more staffs and staffs are bigger, I don't know if you have 32 guys who are qualified, quote-unquote, to be head coaches. I'm always of the belief that there's a high school basketball coach or a high school football coach. If he had the breaks or the people or the connections or whatever, he could absolutely do the job that some of these guys at the highest levels do. It's just a matter of getting that first break. And I'm not telling you guys what second chances don't necessarily have maybe an idea of the room, but it doesn't mean they can coach. There's too many washouts. I mean, there's too many washouts on first choices. There's too many washouts on the go-round. So I'd be really interested. I'd be really interested, quite honestly, not knowing Keith well enough to know who he knows in the league, who he could assemble or who he walked into that room with Emery and said, this is who I can bring here. I can't wait to hear some of those names because I do believe ultimately that's the guy that's going to get the job, whether it's Chicago or San Diego or someplace else. Unless you need to win the press conference, And I think Kansas City probably needs someone in the press conference more than Chicago does. I think, you know, Emery probably has an opportunity now to say, I need an entire staff. I need a head coach, sure. I don't think these guys have to know the cap the way that some people think you have to know the cap. You have to know the rules of the collective bargaining agreement, but know how to treat men like men. Know when to tell them you've had enough. Throw them out, kick them out, throw the fit. Turn the table. Don't do it too often. And I think Keith Armstrong, probably because of his background, you know, he went to Temple. He's a smart guy, but Temple was an inner city school. And I know Temple. I was in New Jersey when, you know, before Temple in Philadelphia kind of turned a little bit. That was a tough neighborhood. You know, you weren't just going there, you know, lollygagging through life and thinking you had, you know, it's not a silver spoon school. I like his makeup in that regard, and I think he fits in a place like Chicago.
Chris, you're the best. Appreciate the time. We will be in touch as this thing unfolds.
All right, guys. Listen, always appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Take care, Chris.
Online whenever I can. Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Thanks a lot.